collusion, but what about obstruction? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Please, guys, all of you, wake up. The investigation wasn't obstructed.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
He didn't do any of this. The man is an innocent man.
This after a four-page summary of the Mueller report was released that the special counsel's investigation did not find the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia. Attorney General Barr also wrote the special counsel did not conclude that the president committed a crime, nor does he exonerate him. Now the Democrats' reaction, Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
They want a full Mueller report released, Dave, as soon as possible. And House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says he wants Attorney General William Barr to testify.
The American people are entitled to a full accounting of the president's misconduct referenced by the special counsel.
Democrats are particularly concerned about how Barr reached his conclusion to clear President Trump of obstruction of justice. In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused Barr of bias, arguing he's not in a position to make objective determinations. Dave.
Rachel, in a few hours, President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House for talks, but then Netanyahu will go back home, ending his U.S. visit early after yet another rocket attack hit Israel.
Suddenly, I heard like a loud boom, and then I ran more downstairs, and I was very scared.
That was right near where the rocket hit outside Tel Aviv, destroying a house, wounding seven people. In response, Israel is reinforcing troops along the Gaza border, calling up reserves. Norwegian officials are investigating why the Viking Sky cruise ship set sail. Despite storm warnings, it had engine failure then on Saturday and issued a Mayday call leading to a rescue operation that airlifted nearly 500 passengers to safety. Hundreds of others were still on board when it finally was able to dock at a port north of Oslo. This is Fox News.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
New Zealand has opened an investigation into the massacre as at two Christchurch mosques that left 50 people dead.
While New Zealanders and Muslim communities around the world are both grieving and showing compassion for one another, they are also quite rightly asking questions on how this terror attack was able to happen here.
That's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Someone set a fire at a mosque in Southern California over the weekend.
Hours before a scheduled prayer vigil for the New Zealand mosque victims, a note mentioning that massacre left in the driveway of the Islamic Center of Escondido near San Diego. Hate-filled graffiti spray-painted on the mosque wall. Police also say an accelerant was used to start a fire early Sunday. Seven people inside for morning prayer services. They put out the flames with fire extinguishers before firefighters arrived. One young man,
heartbroken. He feels like he's unsafe no matter where he goes.
Salman Yunus, secretary of the Islamic Center, an arson and hate crime investigation now underway. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
We've heard a lot about actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and the college admissions bribery scandal. Today, others facing charges are due in court.
More than a dozen college coaches, teachers, and others charged in the college admissions scandal dubbed Operation Varsity Blues are expected in a Boston federal courtroom today. They're just some of the 50 who face charges of conspiracy to commit racketeering. Former Yale women's soccer coach Rudy Meredith is scheduled to appear on Thursday. A tip that Meredith was selling spots on the team during an unrelated investigation led to the FBI's uncovering the college entrance scam. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Duke survives a scare in the NCAA tournament. The top seed advanced with a one-point win. UCF's shot at the buzzer rolled around the rim, didn't go in. Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Houston, Oregon, Virginia Tech, and Texas Tech also advanced to the Sweet 16 of the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Yeah, Duke probably should have lost. Amazing Duke-ish way they won. Then the shot, the report wasn't quite accurate. The shot went off the rim. And then Aubrey Dawkins, the coach's son, Johnny, who played for Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, he tipped it off the board, on the rim, hangs there, goes out. Otherwise, Central Florida would have beat Duke.
Whoa.
It was amazing. Unbelievable.
77-76 on that game.
Yeah. And, you know, Zion was amazing. He missed his free throw to tie, though. And, of course, Duke gets the rebound.
Right.
And puts it in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
Well, that would have been busted.
That would have been a bracket buster.
Big time.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online. It's Classic Plumbing, Inc. .com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Today, construction begins on South Prospect Avenue from Windsor Road to Curtis Road. Planned improvements include upgrading the corridor to arterial street standards with 3 lanes of pavement, curbs and gutters, storm sewers, street lighting, on-street bike lanes, and improvements to the adjacent sidewalk and multi-use path. The project is located both within the city of Champaign and the village of Savoy. The work will be done under a series of phased complete closures in order to maintain access to the side streets in the neighborhood. A dedication this past weekend for the new building for the Cunningham Children's Home. This was the Roseanne Galvin Education Center and Henson Gym. Fire crews put out a porch fire in Champaign on Saturday night. The people living there were displaced. WCIA says fire investigators say the fire on the porch was set. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
All right, now your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. And good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got some morning rain. Today's high 49, 25 our low this evening. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high 48, low 28. Up towards 56 with sunshine expected midweek, then clouds Thursday, but a high 62. Rainy as we wrap up the week Friday. Not a bad forecast. We're at 37 now. ESPN 93.5.
Well, some news came out yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Some news about the Mueller report. At long last, 675 days, the evil one had to go. Or did he? CNN this morning is, well, they can't.
Lamenting.
They can't give it up. No, right. No. Professor Alan Sachs, he is a professor, political science, University of Texas at Arlington. You can't close the circus if there's still people waiting to get in, Alan.
That's a good way to put it. CNN is still at it, and so is MSNBC. I wonder what Rachel Maddow is doing now with her $10 million a year contract, which I think she's making. You know, 3 years of talk over nothing.
They cannot let it go. They will not let it go. They can't. It's an industry. They've told their people there was perp walks coming with the whole family, probably all at once.
They said it was out in handcuffs.
Yeah. No. The whole thing has been just a ruse. It's just unbelievable that we've gone through this, and yet it can't end seriously because of the money involved, because of the ratings. The ratings for Rachel Maddow have gone through the roof. Now what?
You're right. They can't give it up. And by the way, to put it in some context, some people might remember on the day of the inauguration, a lot of Democrats did not even show up for the inauguration. That great tradition of people showing up, even though they may have lost, went down the drain with President Trump. So the Democrats have a lot to answer for. So when they stand up and talk about the fabric of our democracy is being torn apart, they need to look in the mirror.
Yeah, you know what? There should have been some joy yesterday in the United States of America to know that the President of the United States or anybody around him did not use Russia to win. I mean, we should be happy, shouldn't we?
Exactly right. But it's the opposite. People are crying. I understand Rachel Maddow cried yesterday. And Hollywood, I understand, is in paroxysms as well. They're irritated, too. I understand some of the great stars of Hollywood were tweeting, and they're upset about this a lot. So you're absolutely right. We should be celebrating that we're hopefully going into a new era where the president does not have to answer for every single thing he does in collusion with the Russians. It was the most ridiculous kinds of stuff. Now I think our attention ought to be turned to who caused this, who brought it about. And we're talking about the deep state, which is partially to blame, portions of our high echelons of government, the media that grabbed it and pushed it, and they need to answer for this.
Yeah.
So I hope that a lot of people that pushed this for 3 years also have their day in the sun, so to speak, but blazing on them.
Should we investigate the whole Barack Obama, Joe Biden administration and check how
Absolutely.
All the fight? I mean, Alan, does it politicize the justice system if we keep this going like that?
Well, it does. It did. I hope it's getting out of that today. But in order to cleanse our judicial system and the Department of Justice, we need to bring people before the bar of public opinion and our judiciary to answer for what they did. And again, maybe they didn't do much, but by all accounts, there was some bad stuff. We're talking about FISA warrants and those dossiers that may have been paid for by the Clinton administration. So all of those things need to be brought into play as well.
What do you think happens next in this whole thing?
Well, the election of 2020 has actually started. The election has started. And many of the Democratic candidates won't let this go either. Bernie, Beto, they won't let it go. Beto, of course, it may go to Mexico again and eat some magic dirt. I'm not making this up. You know, if people follow what happened last week where he said he went to Mexico and ate some magic dirt after his loss to Senator Ted Cruz in the election for the U.S. Senate. And so maybe he needs to go and eat some more magic dirt. But many of them are saying the most outlandish things. They want to see the whole report, says Bernie. Well, these people should also know that the whole report cannot, according to law, be made public. Some parts can, but parts that pertain to grand juries and issues like that cannot be made public. And yet even Elizabeth Warren, a Harvard law professor, I think at one time, says we need to have everything before us. No, Senator, that would be against the law.
Yeah, you can't expose people that are innocent and put them
Right.
So they're going to do all of that. But Donald Trump said, "Hey, yeah, everything. Come on." Listen, the bottom line is this: 230 times the president said there was no collusion. He was right. And what the prosecutor, in this case Bob Mueller, did, and what he shouldn't have done, according to Alan Dershowitz, is to speculate as to what might have been, and maybe there was something there. He should have either said indict or don't indict and be quiet, I think, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Alan Dershowitz said the same thing yesterday, and that's exactly correct. It's over, but the Democrats are not going to let it over. Gerald Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee is going to hold hearings, maybe in subpoena the Attorney General and Mr. Mueller again. I don't know, and that's not going to go anywhere, I don't think. It may be an extravaganza for a day or so somewhere down the line, but it's got to stop. But I think the investigation ought to turn in a different direction, you know, back toward the Clintons, back toward these FISA warrants that may have been paid and fabricated. These are the kind of issues that need to be talked about.
Yeah, to cleanse our system is what you say the reason is. I guess
literally.
Yeah.
But we're not going to calm down Maxine Waters.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Or Rachel Maddow. You know?
I mean, but in all honesty, it's closing their business. You can't do that to them. They've got to keep this whipped
that's
up.
That's right. This is their business.
It is their business.
Very well. This is their business.
Yep.
And they can't let it go, both monetarily and emotionally. They can't let it go. It is a bad example for young people, is to say, if you don't like what happened to you, get out there and scream. In fact, I'm going to make a bad prediction, and I hope I'm wrong. I think there could be demonstrations on the streets against this report, and they'll be out there. So if we didn't win, somebody will pick up the phone and say, get out there on the streets, you know.
Unbelievable.
And I think that could possibly happen.
And now the villain, Bob Mueller, their hero, is now the villain. You can't make this. You can't make this up.
That's right. But it also shows how important it was that, well, from a different standpoint, if the Republicans would have kept the House of Representatives, it would have made a big difference.
Yeah, it would have.
We wouldn't have had to hear from Gerald Nadler
and
Ed Schiff every other 5 minutes.
Well, listen, I blame Donald Trump on that. He shouldn't have called Jerry Nadler Fat Jerry in the 90s.
That's right.
And, no, this is all about payback, man.
That's right.
You'll call him Fat Jerry.
Don't name call.
I don't like that about this, Fred. Don't name call him.
Invite him in for a meal.
No Fat Jerry.
That's right.
Alan, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you as always.
Thank you.
That's Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. What do you think? You can text us, 359-2255. Should we continue with the investigation? Why?
Yeah.
Well, because he's, you know what he did, what Bob Mueller did? He did a Comey. Hillary Clinton is not going to be indicted, but it doesn't mean she wasn't sloppy. You're not supposed to do that.
Right.
You know what the NCAA did to the University of Illinois?
That's what I was thinking.
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. They came out with a 17-month investigation, said we couldn't find it, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That's right.
What are we doing, a kangaroo court here? Indict him then. Oh, we don't have enough. It's up to, well, his hand-picked attorney general never. This is, they've got to keep it going. It's all about ratings. It's all about.
Let's move on.
You can't. Please text. What do you think? 359-2255. What should happen next? 359-2255. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Your thoughts on our text line. 359-2255. Diane's got sports headlines.
Well, I'm looking at my bracket, and I've got red on my errors. And there's more red than there was at the beginning of all.
if you would have gone boring chalk like me.
Right.
Which it doesn't matter because I wasn't in any money pool.
Like
so.
I had Kansas going on. I had Oregon or Wisconsin going on. So there are some errors, and I'm sure you're checking yours today.
I've got 8 out of 8 of the Elite Eight. I got 4.
Hey.
I got everybody left, but they were all the favorites. So what's exciting about that?
I mean, you're accurate.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, that's true.
So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
Pacers over the Nuggets yesterday. We had some coaching shifts. Tulane hires Coach Ron Hunter. He's 54 from Georgia State. Avery Johnson will no longer be the coach at Alabama. Let's move on to the ice, where the Blackhawks beat Colorado's Avalanche 2-1. St. Louis Blues in Vegas tonight. In golf, we had Paul Casey winning at the Vespar. We also had Brad Keselowski winning in racing. An 18-year-old Ron Herta in IndyCar.
Yeah.
So 18-year-old though for down in Austin, Texas.
Never
was noteworthy.
Never Herta. Yeah.
Okay for that. We also had Illinois sweeping ISU in baseball. Yesterday's final was 12-1, and we had the softball team getting 2 out of 3 against Wisconsin. So that's essentially sports this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, Ron Gronkowski. Has retired.
Okay.
Gronk is out.
I saw a big special on him, and I didn't hear the headline. I just saw a bunch of highlights.
It's not Ron. What is it? And Gronk is out. He's retiring for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Morning rain, afternoon partly cloudy. Today's high 49, down to 25. 48 the high tomorrow with sunshine expected, down to 28 in the evening. Up to 56 with sunshine expected on Wednesday and 62 with some clouds on Thursday. Right now, the temperature's at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Feel free to text in this morning, 359-22.
A quick statement here. Hatred for Trump is what unifies Democrats and liberals. They can't agree on anything else.
Text in what your thoughts are. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures in the red on Wall Street after stocks in Asia and Europe sink on worries about slowing growth. This morning, we're hearing from Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia President Patrick Harker, who says strong economic growth and a positive outlook could keep a rate hike on the table this year and another in 2020. Apple says it's showtime. The iPhone maker today expected to unveil its streaming service, which will reportedly offer channels such as HBO and Showtime for $9.99 each a month, according to the Wall Street Journal, which also says Apple will break with its standard practice and offer its streaming service through third-party devices. And Comedy Central fans can breathe easy now that Viacom and AT&T have reached a deal to keep Viacom channels like MTV and Nickelodeon on AT&T's DirecTV, Watch TV, and UVerse services. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm in your speakers today to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. But James, how is this a dream event if I'm currently awake? Well, fake person asking me that question, it's called Dream because you can get the Honda of your dreams during this event.
Like the Honda Accord with 1.9% APR financing on select 2019 models. Named Car and Driver's America's Best Sedan. Hurry into your local Honda dealer for the Dream Garage Spring Event happening now.
APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm here to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. But James, how is this a dream event if I'm currently awake? It's called Dream because you can get the Honda of your dreams during this event.
Like the Honda Civic with 2.9% APR financing on select 2019 models and a 5-star performance rating from Car and Driver.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Type R 5-star performance rating from Car and Driver.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous Mug Club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza, and more. The Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street, at theIlliniInn.com, or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Yeah, I might be right, and as sad as it is, that our last texter said the only thing that unites the Democrats is Donald Trump and the vitriol for him. But think about this. When was the last time you heard a Democrat come out and say, gosh, if we did XYZ with health care, that'll help some of the premiums that you can't afford, or maybe we should do this on immigration? Has nothing to do with it. It's about Donald Trump being a racist, a KKK member.
Yep.
Everything is awful and hateful and mostly lies.
Yep.
So the question is, where do we go now as a country? And it'd be nice to kind of tackle immigration. I think that'd be a good one. Can't give them the wall because of the election, but maybe you could figure out how to process people to where they can actually come here legally and quit swamping the border. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to just come in as an open border. So, I mean, it is dizzying to me that the only platform you have is hatred for the opponent. And I don't think they can win. So now they have to reshuffle the papers this morning. And seriously, if you get a 3.5 million viewership on MSNBC, when CNN doesn't come close to that, but MSNBC does with Rachel Maddow, you got to keep this puppy going. If you know how many millions and millions and millions of dollars, if you started talking about, oh, golly, I guess he's innocent, the ratings will go like a third. They won't keep watching until there's hope that you walk him out with handcuffs, because that's what should happen, because everybody dropped the ball. You know why they think that? Because CNN and NBC kept telling them that over and over and over and over. That's why he called it fake news. And you know what? It was. Because he's innocent. He didn't do this. And now what? Does that mean we actually can campaign and have a difference of opinion based on policy? I don't know. I don't know if that can even happen. Because he's so evil. You can't make America great again because you're a KKK. You're a racist, bigot, homophobe. You're everything. Because that's what gets them to the rally. That's what unites this party, the Democrats. They got the far left to deal with. Nancy Pelosi is trying to say, he's just not worth it. She's trying to play the smart political thing and leave it alone and try and win. But they've got to get rid of, they've got Maxine Waters, who's become a name because Impeach 45 is her whole thing. You're telling me the Beatles broke up? They can't break up. That's my business. You can't do that to me. And she said last night, Joy Reid, MSNBC, nothing's over. Nothing's over. Nothing's over. Alan Dershowitz was on Shannon Bream Fox last night. He's a liberal Democrat. Professor Emeritus, Harvard Law, visited with him last year before he came to the U of I. He was asking about the Mueller report.
Thought it was a cop-out for him to say that there was not enough evidence to indict, but it's not an exoneration.
On obstruction.
And we're going to put a report out on obstruction. We're going to put a report out which says on the one hand, on the other hand, it sounds like a law school exam. That's not the job of the prosecutor. The job of the prosecutor is to decide yes or no. Make a decision. And then if you say yes, you indict. If you say no, you shut up. You don't go on and say no. We're not going to indict, but let me tell you all the evidence that might have led us to indict. That's exactly what prosecutors shouldn't do. That's exactly what Comey did. How is this different than Comey? Comey says, I'm not going to indict Hillary Clinton, but let me tell you, it was a close case. She had all of this stuff, and she was extremely careless, and she did terrible things, but we're not going to indict her. That's not what prosecutors do. So I challenge defenders of Comey, defenders of Mueller to distinguish what Mueller did in relation to obstruction of justice to what Comey did in relation to her email and why she wasn't indicted on that. I don't see a big difference.
Well, I think he's right. And at the time, people were going, yes, Hillary did it wrong. What? You're not into what? But they gave them some meat. There was meat on the bone there, and you're not supposed to do that, I guess. As a prosecutor, you're supposed to say, yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down. And that's it. And that, so they left a glimpse enough to get Bob Mueller invited to a few dinners because he left a little meat on the bone.
That's right.
Otherwise,
said he's been losing weight over all this because he doesn't get invited much anymore.
You know this. That was Alan Dershowitz, yeah, on the diet because all the liberals quit inviting him to dinner. But now all the talk about there's proof, there's evidence, and now they fed the crowd. Now they've got to go back, and the only thing the MSNBC and NBC and the CNN people can say is it's all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bob Mueller was just another, what? Had Attorney General Barr's handpicked by Trump. Wow. They got to keep it going. They got to save some face. There's got to be something there. They got to be there. And there's not. But they can't. This will crumble their whole rating thing. Some of their own people might be disgusted.
Because
they build them up. We're going to win the game. We're going to win the game. It's got them, boys. Woo-hoo. Final four. We're going to win the whole. Got beat in the first round. 359-2255. Love to see and hear what you say. Text me, 359-2255 is our text number on this Monday morning. ESPN 93.5, where it is now 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says it's a shame the country and he had to go through this. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report finds no one in the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its efforts to influence the 2016 election.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever.
Now, the Mueller report does not conclude either way whether the president committed criminal obstruction of justice. Attorney General William Barr's summary finds there's not enough evidence to say he did. That's all we have is Barr's summary so far, and Democrats like New York Congressman Jerry Nadler want more.
We will demand the release of the full report. The American people are entitled to a full accounting of the president's misconduct referenced by the special counsel.
He chairs the House Judiciary Committee and says he will call the attorney general to testify about the report and the evidence in it. This is Fox News.
That's their... The report is their news material for the next year and a half. That's what they got to have. They got to have some nugget of something that's a little bit crooked, just a little bit sideways, because that's what they got to hang their hat on. They got to keep this going. Local news now brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement or repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 37-year-old man who was allegedly drunk led police on a short pursuit Saturday morning. The News Gazette says deputies were called to a home in the 200 block of West Main Street in Savoy, where a driver had fled after running over shrubs near a home. Then another caller reported a suspected drunk driver at a CVS, and deputies saw a driver leave the CVS and hit a sign. Deputies made contact with him, but he wouldn't get out of the car and took off again. Police pursued him for about 10 minutes before he was caught. His name is Keith Cooper. He was arrested for DUI, fleeing and eluding a police officer, improper lane usage, and leaving the scene of an accident. Fire crews put out a porch fire in Champaign on Saturday night. The people living there were displaced. WCIA says fire investigators say the fire on the porch was set. No one was hurt. The fire began to go to the attic of the duplex. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-through windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face? Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast brought to you by Gerber Collision. Today's weather, it'll be rainy. Diane's got the details. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got rainy conditions this morning. Windy, gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Today's high 49, 25 with some partly cloudy conditions tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, high 47, low 28. 56 with sunshine expected on Wednesday. More clouds in the forecast, but a high 61 on Thursday. Right now, the temperature's at 38. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Adam Schiff has insisted there has been evidence of collusion. This is the Adam Schiff, the congressman now in power because the Democrats have control of the House, has insisted there is evidence of collusion. Insisted there is evidence of collusion. Well, he was wrong. And the question is, where do we go from here? It'd be very, very nice to actually talk about, you know, do you need to go back? Do we have to go? I can understand. Alan Dershowitz says don't go back and start using the justice system as a political tool to find out about FISA, to find out about Hillary paying for the dossier, all that stuff. Or Alan Sachs earlier this hour said we need to cleanse the system. We need to know what went wrong so it doesn't happen again. But, man, I mean, if there's wrongdoing, you ought to, stuff ought to happen. I mean, right? I mean, you shouldn't be able to. How many people in the Justice Department freaked out when Donald Trump won because of what they text each other? The whole page struck thing? You think Hillary Clinton would have? They never thought they had to give anything up. There was some rot near the top of the FBI and had to go through all of that. And it's you know, they say the deep state is a fallacy, is it? You have people rooting against a sitting president. You can't do that even if you're a Republican, there's a Democrat. You're not supposed to. You work for the people. You work for the American people. And if you can't stomach it, then you've got to get something else. Got to go somewhere else. But you can't get in there and work against, like, intelligence releasing tapes of when he's talking to the Australia president and he was, oh, they got in an argument. What the heck is that? I don't have a safe place to talk? Because the stuff's going to leak because intelligence heard it? That's ridiculous.
Right.
Can't do that. So the country now faced with, for the first time in this Trump presidency, something hanging over his head. And there's going to be stuff hanging over his head because, again, that's the lifeblood of the Democrats right now. They've got to have something on this evil man. Everybody knows he's evil. Everybody knows he's been like that forever, except that when the press covered him for 40 years and nobody raised anything that bad about him because he's a darling of the press. Other than that, just when he ran for president with the letter R by his name, he became everything awful and a horrible everything. And that's what unites, as the texter said, that's what unites the Democrats is hate. And that's a bad thing.
This 4 minutes ago from CNN sites, Democratic leaders are already demanding the full release of the report and are challenging Barr's interpretation.
Well, no. The whole thing wants to cut. The president wants it all out. But the thing, there's going to be things in there that aren't perfect. So then, what does that mean? Finally, we got him. We've got to keep it going. It is a cottage industry. There is money to be made. They cannot let this go. They're trying to save a little face. There's nothing there. The people can decide November, whatever it is, 2020. And is Donald Trump going to win another four years? That's going to be interesting because I think, again, it's the reporting that said they've got evidence. He's going to pert walk, cameras, handcuffs, the whole family. He's gonna. So that's what they expected. Shame on the media that did that.
The article goes on to say Trump's critics will feel the special counsel has handed the president a huge political gift.
Keep in mind, Robert Mueller hired 16 people, 14 of which actually donated to Hillary's campaign. It wasn't a fair fight, and they still couldn't find anything. It wasn't anything to find. Donald Trump said publicly 230 times there's no collusion. Can nobody say he was right? Can the left not admit he was right? He didn't collude to win the White House? It was the whole thing. Collusion! All the people that have been indicted have nothing to do with collusion. Tax stuff, you lied to me. I mean, all the people that lost everything they had, reputation, money, everything, defending themselves in this thing and saying, hey, if you don't plead guilty to this, you're going to jail. Pretty intimidating. Anyway, it's head shaker. And the president yesterday looked kind of miffed and thought that we ought to look at the behind the scenes how this all happened.
So Mitch is saying, what's the old saying? Don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
Yeah, and when,
seems to be what the Democrats and liberal media live by.
When you report, it should be facts. You can't report on wishful thinking. You have to give me the facts. You can't get in there and gleefully say that they've got him. What?
Well, here's the Trump basher saying, let's see what the full report says.
Sure, bring it on. There is no collusion. My gosh, do you guys need a safe space today? Probably do. It is amazing. But it's been fed to them over and over. Can you imagine hour after hour of the 24/7 MSNBC and CNN giving you this hope that they'll get rid of this guy? 90% of the stuff they say isn't true. It just isn't. It's all wishful thinking. See the full report. Let's go. But then what? Well, there's this one thing. Robert Mueller looked at this. 500 interviews. How many subpoenas? 500 subpoenas. 675 days. Enough. Enough.
Let's move on.
359-2255. You want to text in. How many people have 13 out of 16? Anybody beat that? My bracket has 13 of the 16.
Okay.
I have Oregon. I picked that right. And everybody else is chalk, pretty much. All the favorites still around. No massive upset, really. I mean, the 12 and 13, the fellow that picked UC Irvine and Oregon right down the middle had that going on. Bruce Weber's team did get beat to UC Irvine. Boy, Kansas got pounded. Oof. Auburn really pounded them.
I saw that.
Yeah, that wasn't. It was. They lost by 14, but it wasn't that close. I mean, it was bad. So North Carolina plays Auburn. That'll be interesting. Duke gets away with it. I mean, it was close, but
I know. 77-76 over.
But they had a four-point lead with the ball with a minute 30, and they went for the layup and missed it. And then they went. Duke hit a three, and Zion Williamson went in and fouled out their 7'6". They have guys 7'6". Taco, we played against him a year ago. And Duke probably shouldn't have won. But in my experience, if I remember my history right, usually the team that wins has to go through a scare. And I think Duke just went through theirs, so they easily could win this thing. Zion Williamson is. Woo! And the kid from Murray State, John Morant, fantastic. But Florida State took care of Murray State. Florida State was just way better. Mm-hmm. John Morant is still sensational.
Mm-hmm.
But your Zion Williamson is freakish. He'll be the number one pick by a lot. And he's something else. 18 years old, 6'7", 285, and jumps out of the gym. All right, 742. Love to hear from you. Anybody better than 13 out of 16 on your bracket? Any? There's really no shocking pick here, I don't think, left. Oregon, maybe. Other than that, it's pretty much down the middle.
Another quick text. Now we know why Mueller didn't release his report before the midterms.
Well, notice it was dumped on Friday, too.
Right.
They just, believe me, this is a thorough investigation. But the only thing you can say this morning, well, we have to see the roof. Okay, that's fine. Then what? Could you please talk about maybe fixing the border somehow? Whatever you want to do, maybe make immigration legal? Could we discuss it? Oh, no, I hate Trump.
Nick's comparing some things to Ken Starr's report, released everything about Bill Clinton. The Democrats changed how the independent council works and what you can see in the release.
Yeah, if you're going to release it, release it. But you have to protect the grand jury stuff. You don't want people not thrust into the spotlight that don't deserve it or want it. You can't do that to them. Anyway, 359-2255. Text me. So, what did you say on the brackets?
Like Greg texted in, I filled out two different brackets. We both have 14 teams left.
I have 13.
Okay.
Okay.
And Patrick and Muhammad is saying got 15 out of 16 teams. I had Kansas State in there. All know how that worked.
Yeah.
Out.
Well, that's pretty dang good.
Right.
So he had Oregon, which is really, as I look at this, really the only real surprise, because they were a 12.
Right.
Everybody else is just like, you know, they're favored. They were favored. It just generally doesn't happen that way.
Well, Seth and Mattoon had picked Oregon to go on.
Well, good for him.
Right.
He's right. And Oregon's hot. And they play Virginia. And Virginia's track record is something less than good in in the tournament. So
I know Dale and Tuscola thought Buffalo would do better.
Well, again, they won a game and lost in the game to go to the Sweet 16.
Texas Tech is good.
Yeah, they are. So 359-2255, you can text in the Bob Mueller probe. Only thing MSNBC, NBC, CNN, what they can say is we got to see the full report. That's fine. But if Bob Mueller had nothing, why would you? But they're going to have material to drive home for the next 18 months because that's what they do. That's all they got is advocacy. It's not reporting, it's advocacy.
That's right. Well, let's talk spring training since we're almost through. We've got the season starting on Thursday. Chicago White Sox beat Cleveland 7-3. Cardinals win over Miami 2-1. Cubs beat San Diego 24-6.
Whoa.
Let's hope they have some hot bats starting the season against Texas.
Well, you know what Harry Carey would have said?
Holy cow!
No. Hey, save some of those runs for the season.
Okay, then. Illinois over ISU 12-1, and they sweep the Redbirds of ISU. We also had 2 out of 3 won by our Illinois softball team as they had their Big Ten opener against Wisconsin. Blackhawks over Colorado 2-1. St. Louis Blues will host Vegas tonight. In golf at the Valspar, we had Paul Casey a winner. And let's see, Brad Keselowski wins in racing. Pacers over the Denver Nuggets 124-88. So that's essentially sports. Of course, if you want to get in on our bus trip to Bush, it's June 2nd. That's a Sunday, 1:15 start, Cubs versus Cardinals. You can also pop by and find out when U of I Meat Sales Room is open. Of course, the steaks, brats, burgers, dogs, and more. Plus, you can win a couple of tickets with that motor coach transportation to see Cubs versus Cardinals June 2nd. They're located right off Florida near Lincoln at Maryland. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30. Fridays, 8 to 1. You can find out details at ESPNCU.com.
Yeah, had two steaks on the grill last night from U of I Meat Sales Room. It's just good meat.
Just delicious.
Delicious stuff. 359-2255. So Grace was coming back from Charlotte, North Carolina, and they're landing in Bloomington. I mean, wheels down 1,100 feet above the ground and pull up.
Oh.
Circle around, try it again. Apparently some runway lights weren't on, and they just didn't feel comfortable. So they flew all the way back to Chicago.
Oh, boy.
Then waited another 3 hours to tell them what they're doing.
Oh.
So about 1 in the morning, we heard she's not coming to Bloomington. CMI was sold out. Willard was full. Because spring break.
Right.
And now this morning, we can't get any, there's no tracking information, which is weird. Usually everything's tracked. I mean, any plane in the air now, you can track. You need a flight number, and the flight number is just, I think she's in the airplane on the runway sitting there. And I don't know what you do about that, except take a nap, right? But, you know, we've all been there.
Sure.
So it's, I just... unusual. So they sent everybody home. The University of Illinois tennis team was on the plane.
Oh, really?
So they probably did the smart thing, went out and got some Vans and got home. So they got home about 3 or 4 in the morning.
I think Grace could have lifted a lot ride from that. You know, stick out her thumb.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, 751-359-2255. Mueller reports what we've talked extensively about and the fact that there was no there. And now what? I would just cry. I mean, to go back and figure out what happened, I guess. I'm weary and tired. But if Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and whatever happened with Eric Holder and the whatever happened, it'd be nice to never have that happen again and know what happened for history. But it's going to sully some names. And I don't know if I'm probably more interested in figuring out the border and actually doing something to help the United States of America versus point fingers and hate. I see all these signs around town that hate doesn't live here. They justify their hate because Donald Trump's a hater. So you have to do whatever it takes to stop the hate. Well, you're hating.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. Yeah, you're hating.
Right.
So
it's like the bumper sticker that I see saying, you know, coexist and all this, and then unseat Rodney Davis.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, chill down and think about something lovely, like flowers or something.
Yeah, one side of your bumper is peace and love, and the other, get rid of that guy.
Well, the hate is under the auspices of stopping hate.
Okay.
So I got to hate to stop hate, because everybody knows that works. Yikes. 359-2255-752. Think of... the Mueller report,
the
unified responses, let's see the whole report, which everybody seems to be fine with. You have to redact the intelligence names in the grand jury, that innocent people that would be celebrities, they don't want that. People that weren't nothing happened to them when they were involved, you don't want to give their names because then the media will come after them. Well, what do you ask you? I mean, again, keep in mind, the goal is to keep the material going to November of 2020, when the evil one can be removed, if not impeached, before then.
Gotcha.
So they've got to keep this narrative going, because, number one, it the numbers on MSNBC have never been higher because of this. Adam Schiff, Congressman Schiff, should be ashamed of himself as many times as he says, we have evidence. So what does that do to their crowd? A few million people. Yes, we got it because he said so. And then they're massively distraught. Not disappointed, distraught. This is like he won again. He won. This is 2016. Ah, just scream in the sky. Wow.
Okay, switching to the brackets. Yeah. Michael says, only second time in history, 1, 2, and 3 seeds made it all the way to Sweet 16.
Wow. I believe it because everybody I see here is like.
It does look more chalk-like this year.
Chalk means favorite, and it's all favorite. So, all right, we're going to break for the news. We'll come right back. 359-2255 if you have thoughts this morning on the Mueller report or your brackets or anything else. Love to hear from you. Just text 359-2255. It's Monday. What is this, March 25?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
April. In a week.
Distinguished Leaders is what schools in Champaign-Urbana produce. Hi, I'm...